This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday inaugurated, laid the foundation stone and dedicated development projects worth more than 33,700 crore rupees related to power, road, rail, oil and gas, education and housing at Mohbhatta in Bilaspur district of Chhattisgarh. Addressing a public meeting on this occasion, the Prime Minister said that a new era of permanent peace is being seen in the Naxal-affected areas of Chhattisgarh. During the program, Griha Pravesh of 3 lakh beneficiaries of Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen was held. The Prime Minister handed over the keys of houses to 3 lakh beneficiaries of this scheme. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted the challenge of textile waste, saying that it has become a major cause of worry for the entire world. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani yesterday, Mr. Modi expressed concern over a finding that only less than 1% of textile waste is recycled into new clothes. Speaking about the water harvesting, the Prime Minister expressed satisfaction that works related to water harvesting and water conservation have gained new momentum in many states. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to attend the closing ceremony of the Reserve Bank of India's 90th anniversary celebrations in Mumbai from today. The President will reach the city in the evening and she will attend the ceremony tomorrow. Eid al-Fitr, which marks the culmination of the holy month of Ramzan, will be celebrated in the country today as the moon was sighted last evening. The faithfuls will offer Eid prayers in Eidgahs and mosques. In Delhi, the main Eid congregations will be held at Jama Masjid, Fatehpuri Masjid and Shahi Eidgah. The President, the Vice President and the Vice President have greeted the people on the eve of Eid al-Fitr. In her message, the President emphasized that this festival reinforces the spirit of brotherhood, cooperation and compassion. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said that Eid serves as a reminder of the strength drawn from the cultural diversity and the common bonds that unite individuals. The World Health Organization, WHO, said that the Myanmar earthquake was a top-level emergency as it urgently sought $8 million to save lives and prevent disease outbreaks over the next 30 days. The WHO said the high numbers of casualties and trauma injuries were at high risk of infection due to limited surgical capacity in the country. While the underlying conditions in Myanmar meant the quake was likely to intensify the risk of disease. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast isolated to scattered light to moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds over Maharashtra and Gujarat during the next 4 days. The weather agency has predicted the similar conditions on coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam, Rayalaseema, Telangana and Karnataka during the 1st to the 3rd of April. The weather body estimated heat wave conditions over Saurashtra and Kutch today. The IMD predicted hot and humid weather conditions in Assam and Tripura during the next 2 to 3 days. In football, Jamshedpur Football Club defeated Northeast United Football Club by 2-0 at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in Shillong to enter the semi-finals of the Indian Super League ISL 2024-25. The Red Miners faced League Shield winners Mohun Bagan Super Giant in the last 4 fixtures, whereas the Highlanders run in the campaign rounds off with this result. And that's the end of this news bulletin.